Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Danielle McDermott. She is an international author of Bald, Brave, and Bloody Beautiful. Danielle, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me on. It's such an honor.
So before we get into your book, I'm always inspired by people who work in hospitals because you really are frontline and you really are the soldiers of service, if you will. So you've been in a hospital and working in a hospital for almost 20 years. What compelled you to work in a hospital?
Well, I started off as a hairdresser, believe it or not, and it wasn't something I could see. I couldn't see my career in that line of work. My mum was a medical secretary, still is. And she got me in working with her as temporary staffing. And I absolutely loved the environment. So that's where I started my career into clerical.
And what did you love about the environment? Because so many people in life, frankly, this is a business podcast. I was like, I gotta make money. And which is money is important, but they don't love their life. They don't like their environment. But in your case, you mentioned you loved it. So what did you like about it? Did you love helping the patients? Did you love helping the people that are helping the patients? What are some day-to-day elements that you really enjoyed about your job?
It's just making an impact on patients' lives when they're in through life-threatening illnesses. Not everyone's got a life-threatening illness, but I think if you can be a part of their journey, I think it gives you a great sense of achievement and you're making a difference in their life for that short period of time. And you don't forget your patients either. Although I'm not a clinical member of staff, I do make the time to get to know the patient and relieve some of their anxieties.
That's great. Any patients you can think of that really
have
a good story?
Yeah, well, I say a good story, but it was a sad ending. There was one guy when I come back from my cancer treatment, I was 6 weeks post-chemo, and this man was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And it's all about quality for me, not about quantity. And I spent a lot of time with this man. He was in total shock. He didn't really know how long he had to live. So I was able to get in contact with the right people, the urology team. They come down to speak with the family. He was told he had 2 weeks to live. But just giving him that time and the understanding of, you know, getting his finances in place for his family before he was going to leave the world. He was really grateful for that. And I kept in contact with him leading up to his death. And I think that's one story that's going to stick with me for the rest of my life, because I built up such a strong relationship with him and his family, and they were forever grateful. So that's the biggest one for me, I think, because I've gone through the cancer myself. That makes me cry.
Again, thank you for sharing that. And so let's talk about your cancers, and this is about your book. So let's talk about when you were diagnosed and why you chose to write this book called Bald, Brave, and Bloody Beautiful.
Yeah. So I had one employee of the year for setting up a relaxation room to create a calmer environment and take patients out of the clinical setting, because I know that can cause a lot of anxiety. So that's why I won the award. But unfortunately, 4 days after that award, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I was told that I would lose my left breast. I was just in total shock by this point. And I remember sitting with my surgeon, and he told me I had two different type of cancers within the breast. And I didn't really know at that point how I was going to cope. And I said to him, do you know what? I'm going to write about this. And he went, we'll do it. Because I remember saying, have you got any pictures for me to see so I can visualize the outcome of my surgery once it's complete? He went, we don't. And I thought, I don't want any other woman going through what I went through. The total terror that I felt, I couldn't sleep. I was sat on the bed with my daughter. She was 7 at the time. I was only 35 diagnosed. And I knew it was something. There was something in the market for that kind of book. There was nothing out there for me. It was more clinical, that probably put more fear in front of me than I needed to do, really, for the type of cancer I had. So yeah, that's the reason I wanted to write the book. And to be honest, it's been a great way to heal, putting it all down on paper.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, it's inspiring, Danielle, because again, it takes courage to write a book, and it takes courage to share that, especially with something so personal, as you're saying, you're showing literally your scars per se, emotionally perhaps, and physically, but that's what makes your story so beautiful and powerful. Now, the book itself, I mean, is it an autobiography? Is it, here are some things you might want to consider doing? Like, how is it formatted so their listeners can understand your book more?
Yeah, so it starts off about me. It's a biography, starting off about me, how growing up in Liverpool, coming from a really close, strong family. Both parents have, my parents both had cancer. My mum had cervical cancer at the age of 38, and she had a radical hysterectomy. My dad had prostate cancer, and he got the all clear when I'd given birth to my daughter on the same day. So it's around how I have become that strong woman, and I was able to move forward from such a terrifying experience. I've been conditioned in that way by my parents and my extended family, really.
That's great. What are some things you hope that if someone is listening and they are going through cancer or going through some challenge right now, what are some things that allowed you to be hopeful?
Keep a positive mindset. I'm a big believer of that. Before cancer, I was so anxious and I worried about everything and anything. And it was things I couldn't control. And even with a cancer diagnosis, it's taken out of your control. But I believe what you put in your mind, you put in your body. And me putting that stress on myself didn't serve me well. So what I want to show other people is have that positive mindset, and you'll overcome these challenges a lot quicker. You know, I had 12 rounds of chemotherapy, and I had peripheral neuropathy, which is numbness of the fingers and toes and pain in your hands and feet. And it, just after my treatment had finished, I struggled to walk down the road because I was in that much pain from the treatment. But 3 weeks post-chemo, I put myself back into training. I was aiming for a TV show over in England called SAS Who Dares Wins. And that is, they put 25 civilians through special forces training. So I had goals. That's what I set myself through chemotherapy. One was for that TV show and the other was to write a book. Now my book's ready to be, it's with the publisher at the moment, Author House, which is based in America. And unfortunately, I wasn't successful at this time with the show, but I'm aiming to go back on it in next year. But my training really got me through the side effects of chemotherapy and the mental side as well, to getting that healthy mind back.
No, that's great. I mean, having goals is so important. I remember I had a friend who literally called me before he was going into open heart surgery, quadruple bypass. And I just said to him, because he was actually rewriting his own book, and I said, Benjamin, just imagine the book celebration, imagine you there, imagine your book launch, imagine all the people. And after he got through surgery, he thanked me, because that's literally the last thought that he was thinking about before they wheeled him into the operating room. And now he's 1 year afterwards, he's healthy now. But it's those images and visions and dreams that we all have to strive toward. And you're a perfect example of that, Danielle. Yeah. Thank you so much for being part of our podcast and our community. How can our guests connect with you and eventually read your book?
So you can connect with me via Facebook. My name is Danielle McDermott. Instagram is Dan_Macca, M-A-C-C-A 2020. And I'm on LinkedIn as Danielle McDermott.
Danielle,
and my book, sorry, Christopher.
No worries.
My book should be released in December, so keep a lookout for it. Thank you.
Great, Danielle. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.